Plain string. Thanksgiving evening. I have just wiped a few plates left to drain. I wipe them clean of spots. They sparkle. And I remember you, grandmother, carefully drying the spoons we had quick-dried after holiday dinner. How you studied each spoon for dampness that might blemish it. How you sought to impose on the plain order of your life perfection, an Aristotelian sense of ideal form and purpose. And these causes your humble act instructed in other tasks. Basting stitches were to be small and even before a final sewing, so that even the things unseen might leave their aura of excellence. I remember the string full of knots, a peculiar chore to untie them, a work of patience. I learned it. And then the reward. Cat's cradle forms for their own sake. The white string, the depth of line, the quick twist into simplicity, both of us holding it. That I could share with you something fine, designing the air into epiphanies. String, an instrument, four hands to conduct and orchestrate with filaments and webs and geometries together, together not only our hands to their single tasks, but joined now in dialogue. You speak, then I speak. Our language of plain string.